Whatever we learned about in the previous Mishnah also applies not just to Yevama, but in regard to someone who married one of the Arayas. The Arayas are those that the Torah says you're not allowed to marry, and the punishment is either Karas or Misas Bezdin. Oy Psulais. Psulais refers to women you're not allowed to marry, but it's a lav. There is no Karas or Misas Bezdin. Kagan, for example, Almana l'Kayin Gadol, a widow who can't marry a Kayin Gadol, Grusha v'chalutza, or a woman that received a divorce, or Chalitza l'Kayin Hedyet, they can't marry even a Kayin Hedyet. The Chalutza, by the way, is only Asa Midrabana. Mamzeres and Asinu Yisrael. Mamzeres is Loshna Keva for Mamzer. That means her parents were married in a kind of way that would have been an Isser Karis, or a Chiv Mises Bezdin, or born to a Mamzer or a Mamzeres. When the Sina, we've mentioned this already, remember the story of the group of Canaanim who came to Yeshua? And they dressed like they came from a faraway place, and Yeshua accepted them as Gerim, not knowing they were Canaanim. So Yeshua made them wood choppers and water carriers. Now later on, there was a story that there was a Magepha, and David HaMelech asked, why is there a Magepha? And he was told that Shaul had killed Noiv Ira Kehanim, if you remember that story. And Noiv Ira Kehanim used to provide sustenance for the Gevinim, and the Gevinim were now starving. So David asked them to please be Meichel Shaul. They refused to. And David felt if they refused to be Meichel, even under such an emergency situation where people were suffering like this, he didn't want them to be part of Klal Yisrael. He banned other Yidden from marrying them. So our Mishnah continues to list forbidden marriages on different levels. Bas Yisrael, Lamamzer Lanasin. Here it's a Bas Yisrael marrying a man Mamzer or a Nasin. In all these cases, Psala. She would become Pasla from her Ksuba, even if, and the even if applies to what we learned in the previous Mishnah. It was a Shaygig, it was an Aynis, and so on. And here as well, V'lei Chalak Ben Bia Libia. It doesn't make a difference how they lived with each other.